And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 10th of September, 2013. It was on this day, 2008, engineers flipped the switch to turn on the world's largest machine, the Large Hadron Collider. Very first time. A ring 27 kilometers around, that's about 17 miles, buried deep below the Alps in Switzerland and France, housing a series of superconducting magnets in a variety of sizes, magnets that focus and direct beams of particles around the ring. And these magnets are so powerful, they have to be kept chilled to a temperature of minus 271 degrees Celsius, even colder than outer space. Two particle beams, no thicker than a human hair, make their way around the collider in opposite directions. The magnetic fields coax the beams to go faster and faster until they approach the speed of light, and then the two beams smash into each other in front of a particle detector, like shooting two needles at each other from a distance of 10 kilometers and trying to get them to meet each other exactly in the middle. The particles break up into subparticles, which exist for just a fraction of a second before they stick together or they disappear. And by studying the way the subparticles behave in that split second, particle physicists hope they can get a glimpse of what happened during the Big Bang. When it's running at peak speed, the LHC can produce as many as 550 million collisions per second. The Large Hadron Collider was shut down this past February so it could undergo an upgrade. And when it reopens in 2015, scientists will use it to study things like dark matter, dark energy, and supersymmetry. It's the birthday of one of the best-selling poets in America, Mary Oliver, born Maple Heights, Ohio, outside of Cleveland, 1935. Dropped out of college, made a pilgrimage to the estate in upstate New York where Edna St. Vincent Millay had lived. And though Millay had been dead for a while, her sister Norma still lived there, and she took Mary Oliver in. And it was there on Edna St. Vincent Millay's estate that Mary Oliver met Molly Malone Cook, who'd come to pay a visit too. Mary Oliver and Molly Cook fell in love. They moved to Provincetown, Massachusetts. Cook became Oliver's literary agent. And after she died in 2005, Mary Oliver published a collection entitled Thirst, Poems About Her Grief. And it's the birthday of the biologist and science historian Stephen Jay Gould, born in Queens, New York, 1941, known for his essays on natural history and for explaining complicated scientific theories in a way that most people can understand them, in books such as The Flamingo's Smile, Bully for Brontosaurus. Here's a poem for today by John Updike, entitled Thunderstorm in Dorset, Vermont. It needs green hills to host a thunderstorm. This grumbling giant needs a place to hide and break his kindling into splinters, one stick at a time, and then in bundles, compacted threats that issue forth from where an oily darkness reigns beyond the ridge. The sizzle in our brains is overruled by such triumphant voltage overload. We witness vast concussions. Something falls down sets of stairs, the bottom step of which cracks open wide enough to show a strip of vein of naked light. All goes soft. The rain unfurls in supple gusts. The leaves flash pale, then limply steep themselves in green. A poem by John Updike, Thunderstorm in Dorset, Vermont, from his collection Endpoint, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.